camera on. We're good to go.
Boom. Hi, Bex.
How's everything going?
Man, guys, welcome back to the show.
That was quite a rant, man. I'm digging it. I'm really digging it.
That's only half of what I got.
No, I can feel it. You know, this Epstein thing, man, that was a good catch with the ear, man. The minute you were showing that picture, I was like, oh, my God. I was like, that ear's kind of weird looking. And then all of a sudden, bam, you already caught it, man. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Sorry. There was a camera malfunction, too, by the way. You know, it happens. You know. Oh, they took him off of suicide watch right after he committed suicide. But, hey, we're all good, though. The FBI says they're going to investigate, so we're good, right?
Oh, we're all good. You know, speaking of FBI investigations, did you hear that they just released a report that now conspiracy theorists are the brand new homegrown terrorists of the U.S.? Mm-hmm. So welcome to the club, buddy.
Ooh, I think that includes us three right here.
But
let me ask you something, though. What if we have the truth and they call us conspiracy people? Doesn't that make them doesn't it make their point of view a conspiracy?
Oh yeah, because they know about the crime, isn't that correct?
Yeah.
How about that?
So they got to put themselves in the conspiracy elimination program.
You know, I've been thinking a lot about this stuff lately, and I don't know. I'm just glad you were talking about it because I wanted to start the show out, and I really wanted to point something out to everybody and take this time and take this platform in order to call out and let everybody know and bring to their attention the censorship that's happening right now. You know, and we're under attack, and there's a war going on. And we're all a part of it. Free thinkers, creative minds, and free speech is all at risk right now. You know, and you guys all need to take the opportunity right now to go out there and make your voices heard, because it could be some of our last times. Our days are numbered on these platforms and on these you know, creative rounds and realms. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad. I never thought I'd be calling this out right now, but you know, whatever. I mean, it's happening. We got to take it head on like we have everything. We were there for the crack epidemic. We were there for the AIDS epidemic. We were there for the fentanyl epidemic. Well, this is just another epidemic we need to take on. We need to hit head on, and we need to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, we don't get taken out.
Yeah.
I mean, this is craziness. You know, it's like with the FBI reports, you know, calling everybody that's a conspiracy theorist a free thinker or free speech is basically terrorism now. Mm-hmm. It's homegrown terrorism.
Yeah.
Which is really sad to me. And then on top of it, we've got Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the whole nine, every single part of Silicon Valley and beyond is now censoring the crap out of everyone, all right? We're getting the brakes put on us. You know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, just this week, they banned Mitch McConnell. Now, if you don't know that story, what happened was a bunch of freaky protesters, he was doxxed, okay? So they went to his house, and they was calling him all kind of vile names and harassing him, so he filmed it. Then he put it up on Twitter, and Twitter banned him because of the things that that group was saying.
Whoa.
Wow.
Really?
This is insane, Boogie, and they are coming strong ass. Now, I mentioned the movie The Hunt. Now, it's bizarre that they made such a movie but they said, out of deference for these three-in-a-week mass shootings, nobody's questioning the fact that they all happen 3 in a week. That's not even an issue. But in deference to that, we're going to not show the trailers, but we're going to show the movie. And then all of a sudden now they have stopped the movie. Well, the movie still exists. It's out there. Yeah. The fact that they made that movie to begin with, I mean, that movie, that hunt, that could be... not just they have this. The thing is, there's deplorables in a field and they go after them. But maybe it's going to be the next movie is going to be conspiracy theorists in that field, and they wake up to find they've been hunted. Maybe conscious objectors, maybe people who pro cannabis. Who knows who's going to be in that field? What they're saying is they're coming one way or another. If you object to the system and the new world order,
Jesus, you know, it's like, man, it's like we might as well. It wouldn't surprise me if tomorrow they legalize slavery again.
you know what I mean?
The truth is
they just had this whole thing about not, you know, I don't know, whatever. I don't want to get into not want
to
get over to that topic.
Well, it brings me to my next point, to strange things like Storm Area 51, right? So we've done work with you in the past. We've been on this show. We've been on this platform and in these hot seats before, right? Mm-hmm. We know, man. You guys have seen our research when it comes to Skydome Atlantis. You've seen the alien writings, all right, that we've pointed out from, you know, from the sky, from the ground. I mean, there is strangeness all around us, okay? You can't make the kind of realities up that we catch at the end of our cameras and our telescopes. This shit is strange, and I'm sorry about the language, but you know my mouth. My apologies. But I don't know. You can't make this kind of stuff up, right? And so to know that we've shown realities that, on our channel, on your channel, and on other channels that are stranger than – they make the Book of Enoch look sane, okay? Let's put it like that. If you guys have ever read the Book of Enoch, you know about the Watchers, the Nephilim, the fallen angels. Well, he talks about the gears and the cogs and the track systems and the tether lines in the sky. That the sun and the moon are moved across the ecliptic plane on a literal track system. Now, I would have never paid things like that attention, not at all.
Yeah,
not,
well, because when you read it before, you didn't understand it. And then now that you could tie
then
it
you catch it, together,
you're like, is that what they're talking about?
Is there
about?
Really a track system? Yeah. Like, what's going on here, right? Yeah. Now, these are realities you can't make up, right? They're too outlandish. They're too crazy, right? But then here we are with servers full of evidence, HD videos and images and even patents and videos by NASA, ESA, and other space agencies that back up the things that we're showing, catching, and reading about in the Bible, in the Book of Giants, in the Book of Barak, in the Book of Thomas, in Ezekiel's wheel. Guys, it's madness, right? But is it real? Well, it must be if we're catching it, right? But how can something like that that we're showing that changes the way you see the universe around you, the way you learn, the way you grasp reality, how can something like that not go viral, right? But a 20-year-old kid in his mom's basement, or I'm probably being giving, I don't think he was 20, but this kid decides to make a joke online, say on Twitter, right? And he's like, yeah, we should storm Area 51. And it goes viral, and I'm supposed to believe that shit? I don't think so, okay? No way. This is nothing more than some sort of psyop. It's the wheels in motion, all right? The big wheels are spinning, and Big Brother is up to no good, as they usually are, because nothing goes viral in this day and age without Big Brother saying it's all good and all kosher and it's good to go. And it's been checked, and the T's have been crossed, and the I's have been dotted. If something like we show, right, that backs up biblical text and backs up, conspiracy theories and insane people alike, right, even theologians and scientists, right, things that you couldn't possibly comprehend. If we can show those things in HD format, they don't go viral, but a kid's joke on Twitter can go viral and start something that Google, YouTube...
That's not blocked.
Yeah, it's not blocked. Well, everyone seems to be backing. There is a countdown on Google to storm Area 51.
Which,
by
the way,
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I'm supposed to believe this is real.
No, I haven't seen the countdown, but I do know they deleted his account.
Yeah, well... Maybe they created it too. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of where I'm getting at.
Yeah. And what do you think?
Yeah, I would love all this. Do you think we're going to see the storming of Area 51?
Or what's the agenda?
Or is it agenda? There's always a reason to something. What do you think?
Well, I think I'm happy that they're doing it. I'm happy that any grassroots movement, I'm happy for, because that messes up the system. The system doesn't like that.
Definitely.
It's out of their parameters and their purview, to take a word from a government employee. But I like it when people resist. You know, say they want to go out to Area 51. That's going to force somebody's hand. What are they doing right now? They're moving the aliens out? You know, they're getting on a bus and moving them out? I mean, what's going on there?
All I know is that from our research, from the past, we've heard about Area 51. We've heard that there's advanced technologies in there. But as you dive deeper and you pull the layers of the onion back, you find out that it's actually S4, Section 4, right? It's 15 miles south in a base called Groom Lake, all right? Mm-hmm. Or it's on Groom Lake, called S4, right? And so it makes me wonder, like, is Area 51, at first, conspiracy theorists were crazy, right? Because this place never existed. It never existed. It wasn't even on the map. And nobody would admit it. CIA wouldn't admit it. FBI wouldn't admit it. Mm-hmm. Until the KGB closed down and sold us aerial footage, actual spy drone footage, showing us Area 51, this advanced test facility in the middle of the Mojave Desert, right underneath our noses. And we didn't know. You know what I'm saying?
And apparently from Stephen Greer, because I was just watching his interview, and he says that if it doesn't matter, even if you could storm it, you could go there, like an atomic bomb can't blow like the cover because they have it so protected. So
I bet you Stephen Greer could. Hey-o! Anyway,
all
right.
No, but anyways, like, there's no way you could get down there. You could storm all you want, but you're not gonna get down there.
I like the word blow, but go ahead.
Well, you know, I had a guest on the show one time that says they were abducted and taken down deep in the Area 51 research facility. And they had clairvoyance and they had the ability to levitate, and they wanted to utilize that power for some deep state or, operation. So, and then of course they said they as they continued to interview with them, they said that they had to fight their way out. And there's been a lot of stories of people that are down there had to fight their way out from the aliens. Sometimes some aliens down there, they strike back and they'll come at you. You know, and I don't know if a regular gun will kill them.
I'm sure.
With lasers.
Nothing but laser guns. Pew pew.
Well, hey, you know,
I've heard stories. I've definitely heard stories of what is it called? The Noche Base.
Yeah, Noche.
Noche Base.
The Noche.
Yeah, the Noche. Sorry. So the Dolce base in Dolce, New Mexico. I've heard that when they were building that one, they go down. There's already aliens inhabiting it. There's a shootout. This is by Phil Schneider. The guy's got melted fingers, melted toes, a big hole in his chest. He's now, you know, God rest his soul, he's passed away. He killed himself by strangling himself with his own catheter.
There we go.
Yes.
Here we go.
Because that's definitely a very popular way to kill yourself. If you're going to commit suicide.
Why did he even have a catheter?
He was already, his life.
He melted
First, he got injured in the shootout with the aliens.
Okay,
and then
that's probably what happened.
Well, no, from what I hear then, no, he was fine at that point. Well, at least his wiener. But he then had to, I guess he went through a string of assassination attempts.
Oh, okay.
They ran him off the road. Yeah. They shot him. They stabbed him. They hit him with cars. The guy went through heck, you know what I mean? And it's those kind of stories, to me, solidify truth.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, what doesn't solidify truth to me is a 20-year-old kid tweeting out a joke and it goes viral. These grassroots things are great, don't get me wrong, but they're unheard of in reality. It just doesn't happen that much. The story of it happening is big. Kind of like someone winning the lottery.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Everyone knows someone that won the lottery, but no one ever won the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? You never get a first-person account.
Right.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying it doesn't happen.
Right.
Okay? Like, it's just hard to believe for me. You know what I mean? Like a lot of things, like big wheels in the sky or track systems on the sun. It sounds crazy.
It's just not mainstream.
Anything not mainstream is
always strange.
Well, my point being here is that we've got all these string of events. We've got the FBI papers that come out talking about how conspiracy theorists are the new terrorists.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We then have this kid tweeting out this thing about Area 51 and how we should storm it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the brand new documentary with the person who put Area 51 on the map. What's his name? Bob Lazar, the jet propulsion scientist who supposedly assisted the government in propulsion technology on downed alien aircrafts, right?
Mm-hmm.
His new documentary comes out 30 years past when he was official whistleblower of Area 51 or Section 1, Section 4, S4.
Mm-hmm.
And so we also have, then we've got this humongous censorship campaign going on with YouTube, with Google, with all the social medias, right? They're all happening at the same time, right? And I think they're related. I think what's going to happen here, and I'm going to steal the spotlight here for a second, I really think that this is a conspiracy theory in itself, all right? Mm-hmm. I think what's going to happen is, I think that this is going to turn into some sort of false flag event. They're going to use this as a stepping stone in order to hire a bunch of crisis actors to show up in September when they storm Area 51. Someone's going to get shot.
Or melted.
Yeah, maybe a cute little kid, right? Just to rally up all the moms and dads across the United States just so they can show the world that conspiracy theorists can cause deaths with words, right? Mm-hmm. That they can go out there and they can tweet little jokes out, they go viral, and they get little Sally killed, right? And so then they're going to use that as a stepping stone in this censorship campaign. They're going to get moms and dads everywhere to back to shut down flat earthers, to shut down holographic universe type people, right? People like myself who believe in the holographic universe. Who believe, people who believe in, I don't know, whatever, pink elephants. It doesn't matter. If you have a theory or a thought or a creative idea outside of the normal spectrum, you're done.
What about cosmic cowboys? Are they going to get rid of them too?
Hey, as beautiful as you are in a Stetson hat, my friend, you're out of here. Yes, it sucks, man. It really sucks. And this is when we have to start promoting free speech, free thought, and creative thinking, guys. Platforms like this where we can get together and we can talk whatever we want.
But I think that's the thing that everyone's been trying to do.
Of course that's what we're trying to do. But we need people to understand how important it is. Okay? How, no matter how wrong the research may be, right, or even the findings, there's a lot of times where you get something in the end of your camera where you think it's one thing and you swear it is, but 99.9% of the other people are saying, nah, dude, that's not what it is. It's this thing, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing unhealthy with that. That person either learned or they didn't learn. It doesn't matter. It didn't hurt anyone, okay? No one died during the making of that film. You know what I'm saying?
Well, for one thing, I don't want to get melted, okay?
Yeah, I don't want to get melted either.
But you know, in conjunction with everything you said, one of the other titles you could add to that list is the introduction of a space program. Now, isn't that weird that Donald Trump said we need to have a space force? Now, what's that all about? Space Force for what? You know, does he know something? Does our government know something that we need a Space Force for now before they come and get us?
He knows a lot. And let me tell you something. So let's take the music industry, right? Let's take the movie industry. Let's take the game industry. And let's think about all the money those three industries make. And on top of it, let's throw in the porn industry. How much money do you think that those four industries made in 1 year's time? Let's
billions.
Say about
billions.
$140 billion in 1 year. That's all of them combined, okay? I'm sorry. All of them combined, $140 billion, right? Now, double that number, right? That's, 280. $280 billion, right? The space industry, guys, made $380 billion in 1 year, guys, okay? So that's what this is all about. It's always about money. It's about the space agencies being the biggest industry in the world right now. Meaning you could take every entertainment industry out there, double it, put them together and double it, and you still won't reach the one-year budget for the space agencies. The space agency in 2024, by Business Insider, and by all sorts of other trading magazines and publications, are predicting that the space agencies will be at a $1 trillion budget by 2024. That's insane.
Basically,
go ahead. Sorry.
All right, guys, we've got a number of questions. Let's do some questions and we'll get back to it. Here's one. It says from Steve Ills out of the chat. Do you think the Watchers could be from another dimension?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that you guys may know, a lot of you guys remember our findings on Skydome Atlantis. You know the kind of equipment we were using. We were using the Centelli telescope method. Now, a regular telescope uses what's called a parabolic dish. It's a concave mirror, all right? And with that concave mirror, it focuses out into whatever it is you're looking at. And that's how you're able to focus in with an eyepiece and see that image with crystal clear clarity. Now, the Centelli telescope method uses a concave plane, okay? I don't know why the two differ, except for concave to convex. I think I said concave again, didn't I?
Yeah, concave.
I meant convex. Okay. So it uses a convex method, okay? Now, it's the same exact setup, except it just uses a different plane parabolic dish, all right? Because of that, it allows us to look into other dimensions. I mean, that's the only thing I could think it's allowing us to do, because we're seeing things that we've never seen before, like the sun on a damn track system. We're seeing UFOs coming and going from the back of these this sun simulator of sorts, this big, huge, fake light in the sky.
Well, and I think yesterday we do a Discord after party thing after our shows, and some guy was showing us from his closet.
Oh yeah,
that showed
Michael.
Another,
Michael was in here.
I don't know if he's here.
I think
but,
he's in here now. Yeah.
But then he was able to. He saw an alien.
Yes.
In his closet.
An alien in his closet.
But it's
what the hell?
Like a different dimension. That's where everybody catches either like the spirits or like, you know, I don't know what it
and
is.
So this Santilli telescope method is what she's trying to say can be used anywhere. It's not just like a telescope, where a telescope can only be used in long distances, where the Santilli telescope method can be used in short distances or long distances. Mm-hmm. It depends on what lens or eyepiece you want to put on there. Well, it had us uncover the Sky Dome Atlantis, which is theoretically, except for it's backed up by a bunch of HD videos and images, it's theoretically a base behind the sun simulator, okay? In this base, they're controlling the weather. They're controlling moods. They're controlling everything. It is hugely a livable city up in the sky, one that floats around, rotates the Earth. Whether it be round or flat, I have no idea, okay? So don't ask me that question.
It was coming. And, that was coming.
Yeah, it's always coming. They look at me. I'm an outside thinker. I'm a free thinker. I'm a very creative dude, okay? Not to the point where you're ever going to see me wearing, like, pink jackets and driving, like, a yellow...
Hey, nothing's wrong with pink.
Nothing at all. Just not on me, all right? But I what was I just going to say? Help me out here. Oh, yep. What?
No,
I lost
my
train of thought. I'm so dumb. Anyway, it's just, it drives me crazy, though. It's like, you know, here we are. We're uncovering these things I would never thought I would ever get to see.
Well, Boogie, I know what you're going to say.
Oh.
You're going to say, Daniel, give me another question. Okay. All right. How about this here? Do you know about Wernher von Braun's headstone?
Yes.
Oh,
Psalms 19:1.
Yeah.
And what was it? The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament sheweth his handiwork. King James Version. Yes, I know about 19:1.
Yeah, we did a whole show about
Wernher von Braun, yes, and the Nazis. I am a big believer in the firmament. And actually, if you do a search that's called, man-made barrier shrouding Earth, okay? 400 miles out, NASA has found an impenetrable barrier. Now, this is a story that aired on Harvard, on Stanford, on Caltech, on Air Force, the Navy website, and on NASA and NOAA, where they called it an impenetrable man-made barrier shrouding Earth, essentially the firmament. They found it 400 miles out, a.k.a. the Van Allen radiation belts. It's one of my favorite stories I've ever found. And do the search yourself. You'll see what I'm talking about. There's no other way to define the word impenetrable. It means to not penetrate. It means if you're on a date,
where are you going with that, buddy?
You ain't getting none. Okay?
Where are you going with that?
So that's just, there's no other way to define it.
Yeah.
So when they say an impenetrable barrier, all of you people out there that think that you're some sort of scientific mind and you always try to find an alternative answer to a very obvious statement,
well,
save yourself some work.
Okay, well, listen, speaking of penetration, man, this picture here, sure. We got off of your website now.
Yeah.
It looks like something
makers.
Getting ready to penetrate in the sky. What is that?
I call them the lightning makers. To date, we're still trying to figure out what they are, but we're seeing these machinery in the sky floating around, and we're seeing them blasting out lightning bolts.
Mm-hmm.
We've caught them with the Santilli telescope method. We've caught them with regular cameras now.
Mm-hmm.
My team, my family of researchers, the people that frequent my channel, the Discord after party, and even my friends, they come over to my house and have dinner.
Mm-hmm.
These people are helping us out. Everyone's pitching in and doing their share to discover these things. There's other people finding these. It's not just me, but they look like a banana. They're basically banana shaped, and they kind of resemble a railroad spike.
Oh, and is that what you're seeing?
That's
not what I'm seeing.
I don't know what to call them. Like, I just I wish I had a better name than Lightning Makers, I'm creative, but not that creative.
Okay. All right. Let's get another question here. Do you think Project Bluebeam could make people think that they're seeing aliens?
I think that they attempted Project Bluebeam. I believe that holography in the sky is no problem. I believe that it's one of the easiest things that they could accomplish. But I believe that people are smarter than we give each other credit for. And I believe that if you were to beam a big version of Jesus Christ onto the sky, like they were planning on doing back during the Cold War in Cuba, I believe people are going to see right through it. I'm sorry, but you know what I mean? Finding the Virgin Mary in your pasta is one thing, but finding Jesus Christ in the sky telling you to kill Fidel Castro is an entire different one. Mm. Jesus is not going to tell you to kill Castro. You know what I'm saying? But
well, so they ended up wanting to do this hologram, and then they killed the person. Well, no, it was right before, what, JFK?
No, well, JFK got assassinated just shortly after.
But they were friends, and then...
Well, not so much friends, as what I hear, they were sharing the same lover. Marilyn Monroe was hooking up with Fidel Castro. She was also hooking up with both the Kennedy boys, from what I hear. I don't know if this is a
three-way? Like in a three-way? What are you talking about?
Well, not at the same time.
Her being a hoe.
Okay. Yeah, she was, from what I hear, she had a very low self-esteem, very good-looking girl, and every guy's dream, really. You know what I'm saying? She was sleeping with the wrong people.
With all the wrong people.
Yeah, and so I heard that it got also, her killed. I don't know if that's true.
Now there have been so many reasons given why she was killed. I was just watching a video the other day, I think it was with Stephen Greer, talking about that she knew about the alien connection and she was getting ready to go public with it.
That's a possibility.
That's another one.
I don't know, but Stephen Greer also says he's straight. So yeah. I don't know. I don't believe him much. You ever seen that? You ever talked to the guy? I don't know. And he's got this like weird like public trainer, personal trainer that's always following him around. This pretty little Cuban guy. And I'm like, I don't know, buddy.
Well, anyway, that shows
grandfather.
It's on Netflix.
If it's on Netflix, then you gotta believe it.
Oh, you gotta believe it. Yeah. Hey, was Netflix going to be the one showing the Hunted movie, or was that going to be out in public?
I don't even know.
I need to really look it up and see.
Did you guys hear
the
rating points?
You are the first person that's ever mentioned it to
really?
Me. I don't know.
Oh man. Well, did you hear it in my rating points?
Yeah, I did. What's it going to be about?
The thesis of that movie was that 12 people, they're Trump supporters, deplorables, what they call them, they wake up in a field to find being hunted. And they're being hunted by the liberal elite. And so,
I'm sorry. You did tell us earlier. I wasn't sure what you were talking about when you were saying that. I'm
broadcasting. What they're doing is they're broadcasting what they're going to do. And I think if you look back at every major event, every major event has been broadcasted before it was done.
Now, you had mentioned during your ranting points that that there must be some sort of clause in hell where they have to tell you what they're doing before they do it, and I think you're absolutely right, and I couldn't be happier that you mentioned that, because I absolutely agree. I think that there must be somewhere where they have to tell you before they do it, and I also think that they're not allowed to touch the word of God. I don't know why. Change constantly, but it's always the same. Okay, so there's constantly edits in the Bible. Constantly, it happens all the time. It's new translations, but the original word is always the same. If that makes any sense. So the translations will change, the print will change, but the word's still the same.
Right.
Okay.
But now that goes. We have a regular guest on this program named Bill Bean, who says that the Mandela effect has actually changed the original word of God. Do you subscribe to the fact that there is a Mandela effect, irrespective of the biblical changes?
I subscribe to the fact that I'm not a big believer in Einstein and his theories, but I believe his work on wormholes, or at least his theory on wormholes, were correct, where you have to fold the fabric of space and time, okay? Now, if you fold that fabric of space and time and you create a wormhole in between the two, right? Mm-hmm. Now, look where my hands are touching, right? that fold is going to make two different time periods touch at the same time and meld into one another, okay? So when that fabric of space and time fold and those two areas of time are touching one another, there's going to be bleed through, all right? It's kind of like when you time travel back, right? You change something in the past. Mm-hmm. It doesn't change the future in both areas, in both timelines. Mm-hmm. It only changes at one. It creates an alternate timeline. It doesn't change both. So even though you went back to the past and you changed the past, you're still going to be living in that timeline until you travel back to your original future, okay? Mm-hmm. Which is never going to change. Mm-hmm. That's what I truly believe. Okay.
All right. Now, another question.
Of course, we don't know. You know,
Put y'all away first. Says, is our sun a UVB / UVA light bulb like in my aquarium?
I'm not sure about the actual sun simulator itself. The only thing that I can definitely say is happening with the sun is that there are enormous lensing systems and what's called metasurfaces in front of the sun itself. I truly believe that there is something simulated about the sun. It's now a focal point of light coming from a different source. I believe that the sun has changed. Now, I don't know if it's an actual simulator or not, or if what we're just looking at is a focal point. It seems to me that it's a focal point being obscured by a ginormous lensing system. Now, you can look this lensing system and this metasurfaces up. There's a white paper called Ultra-Thin Lens, Bend Light in Exotic Ways, and you'll find it on the NASA website as well as the JPL and the Caltech website. Now, it was a project that all three of these organizations came up with at the same time, worked together, funded, and DARPA is involved as well. Mm-hmm. And what it is a metasurface. It is nanotechnology. It is a collection of millions of little cameras and a million of little LCD screens. And it's basically cloaking technology. It's technology that allows them to wrap and cloak anything. Mm-hmm. The sky, the sun, us, vehicles, the earth, it doesn't matter, and show you anything they want to show you on the other side, whether it look like it's something's invisible or make it look like, say, it's a cloud instead of a plane or a planet that's flying behind it up in the sky.
Well, we have
are lenses in the sky.
Yeah, we have actually a more important question than that, the viewer wants to know, what flavor are you vaping?
Right now, melon.
Okay.
I went melon because I ran out of my regular nicotine flavor.
And I got the melon one for me, but he ran out.
Very tasty stuff.
So you're both vapers?
She just got me started on this.
It's just better than smoking outside or just smoking all the time.
It's keeping me stopping smoking.
Yeah,
because
he smokes a lot.
But it's definitely making me smoke more.
Yeah, no, I seen you smoke. You smoked a lot in your earlier video, so you know who. Good deal. All right, you two aren't going to commit suicide, right?
No, we are not suicidal.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
You know what? You almost
not all about that.
You almost
we
have to ask everybody
for
that.
A little bit. Everybody thought something happened, but yeah, no, we just took a hiatus.
Yeah, we definitely needed to take a break. We are up to almost 600 videos on our channel at this point. 600 videos, and that was in a year's time. So guys, it's been a really, really busy year.
Yeah, a little over a year.
Just a little over a year. Yeah. And
oh my gosh, when was the anniversary?
That's right. And we did almost 600 videos. So if you can accuse us of anything, it's not being lazy. You know what I'm saying? You cannot accuse us of being lazy.
No, with somebody who's getting truth out, I mean, you almost have to ask everyone. I'm not going to commit suicide just in case anybody wants to know. Because this is serious business. What I was saying about and what you're saying about coming after people's YouTube and their Twitter, Facebook, various things. This is some real stuff, and they are cranking that down. Where it might have been a crazy Alex Jones just last year, but look how many people have been booted out of social media since then. Now we're talking about the leader of the Senate was kicked out. It would be a matter of time before they kicked the president out, but they restored his account due to an outcry. But here's the thing, man. They are preparing. They're trying to squash all information that doesn't come from the system. That means that the truth... The truth is on our side. It's not on their side, and they're fearful of it, and they're trying to control it digitally.
Yeah. It's honestly, I couldn't agree more. I really couldn't. People need to understand that a lot of us were alive pre-internet. A lot of us were alive back when, if you needed information, you went to the library. You went into the decimal Dewey system, the Dewey Decimal System, and you looked up your book from the card catalog, and you found that book on a shelf, and you researched it, and you wrote down all of your, in your, what's that called, bibliography, and, all of your resources, and you let people know that every bit of information that you wrote in your report had come from which source. It was set up a lot like Wikipedia, but it was handwritten or it was typed out. You know what I'm saying? We're old, all right? And I feel old. Mm-hmm. And I want you to know that we were alive back when everyone had a bookshelf in their house. And it was filled with books. You know what I'm saying? There was no internet, guys. Like, we didn't have the privileges that we have now in order where we had information at the touch of our fingers, right? Now, I want you guys to understand, a lot of you young people that are out there, I'm a webmaster. I own an army of websites. If I want there to be misinformation on an army of websites out there, all I got to do is type it in. It ain't that difficult. You know what I'm saying? Now think of, I'm not a multi-million dollar company, okay? I'm not even a million dollar company. I am a very poor dude, okay? I make YouTube videos, all right? That's all I'm doing right now, all right? And so...
Does that pay the bills?
What's that?
Does your videos pay the bills?
No, God, no.
Yeah,
it pays for nothing.
Yeah, we got our first paycheck
half a,
the other
half
day.
Half a coffee.
Yeah. Let me tell you guys. And
I work. I'm a nurse.
Yeah, I'm not ashamed to say this. In a year's time, since we've had ads on our channel, we have made a total of about $600. Is that right?
Right, and that's like a year and a half. Actually.
That's right.
Yeah.
But our web services, just our web server alone, is $1,200 a year. So
we pay for our website everything that goes into our stuff.
That's about it.
And we're not making any.
No, nothing.
I wish I would pay the bills.
No, it'd be great. If I could do this for a living, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, because we love it, but it's not feasible.
Yeah. So all of you guys out there giving me shit on a constant basis, remember, I'm doing this out of the goodness of my heart because it ain't the money,
yes,
baby.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. And we applaud you for that. All right, here we go with another question. What do you think? This is from Mexico Unexplained, previous guest. What happened to the original sun when it got replaced?
You know, I wonder that too. I mean, and that's assuming that it has been replaced. And I want to be very clear here that I'm not a guy that's pushing any one agenda. I'm open to any possibilities. So there may or may not be a sun simulator. I know that there are numerous patents out there that all are about the same. They talk about a collection of xenon lights, about 150 of them, all focused in one point into a parabolic dishes. Into a parabolic mirror or a collector or what's called a beam focuser, which then focuses the collection of light into a beam that shoots it into something called a buckyball or basically a china ball. Okay, think of a china ball.
Okay.
And this beam focuser is shooting an infrared laser or a UV type laser after it's converted, all right, from UV into infrared. It's lighting up basically a china ball, which is AKA our sun. It is the sun simulator of sorts. It is basically on 50 different patents, starting from the late 1950s until now. And we're talking about, Pratt Hewitt, I believe, is one of the biggest sun simulator patent holders. And Pratt Whitney, if you want to look it up. Just put Pratt Whitney sun simulator. And you'll see the actual patent. But this collection of patents are pretty much all the same. Collection of light bulbs, blah, 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 blah. Now, I don't know if that's true. But what I do know is true is that if it's not a sun simulator and it's still the original sun, that it's being, intensified by these metasurfaces, by these intensive lensing systems, okay, that I spoke about earlier. But if it is a sun simulator and it's replacing the old sun, we can only assume, because we're in grand solar minimum, that our sun is weakened. It's in grand solar minimum phase right now. Our glaciation period is about to change. We may enter an ice age. Our magnetosphere is weakened. This is why we're seeing intensified storms, intensified plasma and ice. It's a mess out there, guys. You know what I'm saying? So if it has been replaced, it's been replaced because it needed to be replaced, okay? They're not replacing because they want to own and run the world. They're not some evil shape-shifting reptilians. Maybe they are. I have no idea, but if I had to guess, I would say they're probably not. But I do think they're answering to a hidden civilization, to a breakaway civilization. I really do. Now, I don't think that our politicians, you know, shapeshift and they're not little T-Rexes.
Maybe they're just aliens.
I don't know if they're aliens as much as they answer to aliens. Right. I do believe in demonic possession, though.
They're alien masters.
Or at least demonic influence. I believe... A lot of the stories of the Bible, I really do.
I tell you what, the aliens have had their eye on me a long time, man.
It's that hat, buddy. We were wondering, underneath there, are you part reptilian?
He was saying, do you have a mohawk?
Yeah, we want to know. You've never shown your hair, have you?
Earlier when you were ranting, I was like, you know, have you ever seen him without his hat?
Never have.
No, but every time you smile, a reptilian pops a scale. I do know that. So keep on smiling, guys. That's the way to keep them under control. All right, here's a thought experiment. What do you think if everyone on Earth thought the same thought at the same time? Could the timeline change?
Yes, the power of prayer is what it's called.
It's really weird. Yeah. It's okay, the synchronicity, the like things that happen like the other day. It's just like, you know, when you're married to somebody for a long time or you just known somebody for a long time, you guys think about the same things in different areas, or even like twins, you guys have like the same connection.
Absolutely.
And this happened to us the other day. It happens to us all the time.
Man.
But it just happened the other day when we're just talking about our website, I think.
We're not talking about our website.
We're not talking about it.
And thinking about it at the same time. It always happens.
Yeah, and then later on in the day, you know, I come home and then we're just talking about our day or whatever. And then it was like, oh, you know what I was thinking about today on the drive to work? And I was thinking about this. He's like, you know what? That's so weird because today I just talked to somebody about this. And
it was Daniel. I was like, Daniel hit me up.
Oh, it was about you.
Yeah, wow. I was like,
and this is so weird.
Yeah, I'm like, Daniel hit me up. And I was like, it was weird because I was just thinking about him. Like, you know, with all this new censorship that's happening. I was like, I'm stressed out. I was like, I care about my channel. You know, Daniel, of all people, the amount of work we put into these channels. And to know that they're pulling the rug out from under us is like, it's heartbreaking to me. And for all of you out there that even remotely want to do a YouTube channel or any type of channel or podcast or share your creative thoughts, free speech or free thinking, and you want to share it, do so. But know that there are powers that be out there, and those powers that be don't have to be a politician. They could be your sister, your mother, your uncle, or someone that is so close-minded to free think, you know, to free thinkers and other, you know, realms of thought, that everyone, and I mean everyone, is capable of wanting to shut you down. Okay.
Right. You know, I think the Bible says that in the end times, people of your own household may become your enemy. You know,
that's
going to separate. When that happens, that separates the wheat from the chaff. You know, if you've got people in your family that just seem to be a little bit disagreeable, you might perceive them as disagreeable, but in their side of it, they may be treacherous bastards trying to get you, man, and looking for the opportunity. You got to watch.
Yeah. And at the same time, though, it's like, well, another thing we need to keep in mind, and this is what I was going to say earlier, was that, you know, when we switched over from the internet library to the internet, we lost all the books. Disappeared. I couldn't tell you where they went. Okay, they're just gone. All right, there's libraries right now, whole buildings that you walk into that are called libraries that don't have a single book in them. They just have a row of computers. And you're like, how is this a library? There's no books in it, right? And so every 8 years or every 4 years, just as a president is about to leave office, they do what's called a public audit on their finances. They go line for line to see if they've received any funds or have spent any funds from international governments or received money from international sources or any skeptical, weird, mafia-related or crime-related syndicates or any of that sort of, you know, walk-the-wire kind of organizations, all right? And pay attention, because it happens every 4 or 8 years when a president's about to leave office. You will see them make a donation to some sort of charitable organization or to their own organization, right?
Yeah, Clinton Foundation.
Now, just for example, though, Obama, when he left office, remember, he built a $400 million library in downtown Chicago, all right? Please explain to me what friggin' library costs $400 million, okay?
$400 million.
Yes, $400 million. Now, this was on the heels of him sending $400 million over to either Iraq or Iran or somewhere like that. I can't remember it because I remember Trump called him on it, right? And everyone's like, he's lying, he's lying. No, he wasn't. He really did send $400 million in cash, picked up by a helicopter and shipped away over to the Middle East somewhere. The guy was crooked as hell.
Yeah.
All right? Now, remember, this is the president that made health care mandatory, all right? Okay? There's nothing free in a free society about having mandatory health care, okay? Yeah. Bullshit, all right?
But honestly, like, working in the healthcare business, like, if you don't have insurance, like,
they're still going to treat you.
They're still going to treat you. Right. And I've had patients there for, like, 3 months because they need the antibiotics, they need the treatment, and you can't throw them on the street.
No. There's laws protected. And you know what else?
You can't.
Medical bills are the only bills that don't hurt your credit. So just go to the damn doctor, get treated, and don't pay it.
Wait, I want to ask. Bex, can you guys throw people out?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Not if they need treatment.
There's laws protected.
I've had a homeless man that did it, that, you know, had an infection on his leg. His leg was cut off. He was homeless already. He was there with us, and it was like his apartment in his he has his home room, and we can't kick him out. And every day it was just like, hey, what's going on? Here's your meds.
Yeah.
And because we couldn't throw him back to, you can't just drop him off at the corner with one leg.
No.
Even if he had a wheelchair, you can't do that. And so I think we found out that he had some kind of government, you know, he was in the military or whatever. So they were able to find him, like, you know, get him benefits. But even before that, he was there with us for 3 months.
Good for him.
But
you know,
and no pay, and we're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I got one more health care question. Bex, why does aspirin cost $500 a pill?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't know. It's because they can. $5,000
okay.
A night just for the bed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just for the bed.
And let me explain something, is that I've tried to get into the medical profession, into the pharmaceutical profession, with something called compound pharmaceuticals. Basically, where you take two FDA-approved pharmaceuticals, you combine them into a cream, and voila, you've got yourself a brand new pharmaceutical. I've tried to get into those markets before. I was pushed out, okay? Now,
yeah,
they're already FDA approved.
So crazy.
Yeah, they're already FDA approved. Why can't I combine them, turn them into a cream, and start to sell them?
Yeah.
Because you're not a part of the government. You're not a part of the approved 1%. You can't do it, period. Mm-hmm. They will not allow you. So they are capable of charging you anything they want to do, and this goes back to breakaway civilizations, everybody. It really does. All of this ties in. All of the 1% will always tie into breakaway civilizations because they are exempt from taxes. They're exempt from rules. They are exempt from any of the censorship that we go through.
Let me ask you something, guys. A lot of talk about chemtrails and about trying to lower the Earth temperature. I heard somebody say in an interview that the reason they want to lower the Earth's temperature is because the alien horde invaders are from an ice planet, and they want to make this planet more like theirs. What do you think?
Go ahead. You take this one. You want to?
No, I don't know.
Oh, she gets that question. I see how it is.
I mean, I know the chemtrails are there. That's for sure. There's no doubt about that, which is another conspiracy that everyone said, oh, my God, you're just a conspiracy theorist. You're so dumb. What are you talking about? They're not spraying chemicals into the air. Oh, they are, my friend.
I mean, they say they are. That's the thing. It's not like...
Time and time again, it's been nothing but people like us who see something, notice something, pay attention to something, and we are labeled a conspiracy. Right.
See something, say something. That's what I always say. You see something, say something. You see an alien, you say something. I'm going to say something if I see some damn alien walking around.
It drives me crazy. It's like time and time again, people like us have been right throughout history. Time and time again, we're right. Mm-hmm. And then years later, the world finally catches up with the free thinkers, the people that are talking about it,
and then they call it their idea.
Yeah, that was their idea. That you were all of a sudden, you've always been a kook, you've always been a conspiracy theorist, even though you've been right time and time again. You know, it's like one day I want God to come out of the sky and be like, Andrew, you've been right the whole time.
Okay, are there more aliens?
Then what's the fun of that, right? Yeah.
Hey guys, are there more alien bases on the moon or Mars?
Oh, well, all right, I've got some big scopes, guys. I've got huge scopes. Actually, I've got the second largest scope in the United States, privately owned. Beck and I built the second largest telescope ever built, privately owned, in the United States. Wow. It is called the Mad Max, all right? It is a nasty-looking thing, right? 40-inch parabolic dish, only second to a 70-inch parabolic dish, Dobsonian-type telescope. We built it out of any scrap piece that we can find, except for the parabolic dish itself.
In the base, yeah.
Yes, in the base. So it's a big, ugly, friggin' telescope. It's hideous. We made it Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome style. It's got spikes. It's got shag metal and rust and matte black
and it's
paint.
Ugly.
Ugly as hell. Useful as hell.
Does it work?
And can get closer than any other scope.
He wants it to be ugly.
Oh, I wanted it to be ugly. Everyone's so caught up. Wow. Let's make it pretty.
You dream make,
no,
make
let's make it functional. Right? That's all I care about. It operates like a damn Ferrari, all right? It is beautiful. And
for aliens.
Well, no, that's what I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. But even that telescope cannot get close enough to Mars, all right?
Yeah, I mean, Mars is too far away. But,
well, no.
Or whatever the case, or there's nothing there.
Headed. Is it like, it doesn't matter how big my telescope, it doesn't matter how far the reach or how many extensions I put on it, filtering systems, extra lenses, increased eyepieces, or even better camera equipment. You know, with digital and optical zooms on it, we can't get any closer to Mars, any closer to Saturn, Jupiter, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. Well, it doesn't matter. It's so weird.
Planet.
It's like whether you're
every
using a 30-millimeter scope or a 30,000-millimeter scope, you can't get any closer to a lot of these celestial objects.
Okay.
Which makes me think that they could be holographic.
All right.
Know what I'm saying?
All right. Peter from Australia asked this question. What do you think is really going on the moon?
Oh, man, there's so much. And I think that's why the reason why, like, the moon is, like, almost like a blowout is because everyone can see so much of it. Like, you get so
what
close.
What do you mean a blowout?
Meaning, like, it's like everybody can see it, so that's why NASA is, like, talking about Mars because you can't see Mars.
Right.
So they're like, oh, well, everyone's catching all the stuff on the moon now, so you can't.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let's talk about Mars. They can't see that one.
Yeah.
You know, but
people have caught some amazing catches on the moon, and I would like to say that we are some of those elite group, okay? We have caught some amazing catches on the moon.
Especially with the P-1000 now, everybody could catch a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But we have got bigger, badder scopes than the P-1000.
What about night vision? Some people claim you can see aliens battling it out with night vision.
That's how we do it.
We have seen wars on the moon. We have footage of wars on the moon. We have it aired on our channel. If you haven't seen it, just look up Alien War on the Moon, Boogeyman Channel, and you will see some really weird stuff. We've caught empty boats on the moon, just ships, like Viking ships.
Yeah,
the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Just parked there. No water, just the ship itself. It's parked on the moon. We've seen what looks like there's caves, there's doorways, there's hideouts, there's factories.
It's just so interesting.
I sent you a picture called Shoe Store on the Moon, and on it you can see a pedestal with a giant shoe on it. All right.
Okay. Well, I have those. The problem, I had a number, man. I don't have. Wait a minute. Didn't I tell you the number those last time? Let's go through them real quick. Maybe you'll see it.
Oh, there's a UFO right there. We call that the hairdryer.
Okay.
The hairdryer. That's on the moon. Okay. That's the back of the ship itself.
Okay.
And as you can see, I mean, you can tell why it would be called the hair dryer. It looks just like one. Yeah. Little blurry, but I mean, I'd like to see you take better.
Yeah, it's really hard.
I'm seeing a giant squid and a couple eyeballs.
Hey, that'll
work.
It does look like that.
Or maybe a guppy, a giant guppy.
This thing, and now what we're looking at here would be what's called the stereo head, stereo behind. This is the beam focuser I was talking about that functions with the sun simulator, okay? And this takes all of the UV light, turns it into an infrared light, and shines it right there in front of it. You'll see the actual China ball of sorts directly in front of it. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what I truly believe could possibly be our sun simulator.
Oh.
I couldn't imagine what the hell else this could be out in lower Earth orbit. Mm-hmm. But this is on stereo ahead and stereo behind. Now, behind that beam focuser, what you'll see is Earth. All right. Now, these aren't pictures I've created. This is from the NASA SETI website.
Oh.
Now, this is a UFO on the moon. All right. It's a little stretched out, but this is a UFO on the moon. And in the front of that UFO, you'll see a logo. It almost looks like an at symbol. Now, we call this the chief headdress. All right. Mm-hmm. UFO.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, because it looks like a chief's headdress. Can you go back to that picture real quick, though? I just had to point some really weird stuff out.
Okay.
Now, at the nose of that UFO, you're going to see what appears to be a bald giant. He's standing there, and he's holding like a stake or something, and
it
looks like...
You can't point it.
But it looks like the UFO nose is sitting on the shoulders of the giant. Like, he's holding it up. Like, his arms are holding onto this pole. He's standing there, and the UFO's sitting on his shoulders.
It just looks like a ship in general right there.
Yeah, so. It sure does.
Is it right here?
No. The UFO's to the right. You see the UFO, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, now on the nose of that UFO, you're going to see a big white ball. That would be the head of the giant.
A big white ball. Right here?
No, that's the stake he's holding on to. So those two lines going to the white ball to the right of that would be his arms.
Right here?
Yes, that's his head.
Okay.
So that would be his head.
Uh-huh.
And then those two white stakes going to the left and right, just below that ball, would be his arms holding on to that stake you pointed at earlier.
Yeah.
That what you're pointing out there would be his body. You're basically on his feet, on his torso and his feet.
Uh-huh.
And so those two lines coming left to right underneath that ball on the right would be his arms holding on to the stake. That ball on the right would be his head. That's the stake.
That's the stake, okay.
That he's holding on to, yeah. Uh-huh. And then those two white lines would be his arms. That white ball would be his head. And if you study this...
See, Mark Anthony sees it. I'm seeing a Mayan chief with a headdress.
Yeah.
That's exactly
I see that. Kind of what it looks like.
This looks like a Mayan...
Yeah, no.
That looks like a Mayan chief right there.
Yeah. That looks
Head did it pretty good.
Yeah, basically. Okay. If you go to the next picture, there's better pictures and they're closer. And in this picture, you'll see a guy standing there working on the wing of this ship, and he's not wearing any oxygen mask or oxygen tanks. He's literally standing there in shorts and a T-shirt fixing the wing of this ship.
Okay.
Now, what you just passed was on the moon.
Uh-huh.
That's on the moon,
That's a really clear photo.
Yeah, that's a pretty clear photo. That's That is a big base or something. I mean, you can see... No, it's circled in red. What are you... What are you doing there?
Sorry, I couldn't help it. Go ahead. Back to your story.
So, we're looking at some sort of base.
It's all these craters. Every crater. You would think a crater would just be, rounded out, right? Mm-hmm. But it's, in the middle, there's always something there.
Yeah, there's something in here, man. There is something in here. What is that? Uh-oh.
What
was
that? Yeah, that's the one.
Oh.
Yeah, what's in those craters?
Honestly, nothing. Those, in my opinion, those are decoys. They kind of draw your attention to it. Maybe it used to be something, maybe it is still something, but I have never been able to actually zoom in on a crater and find anything useful. Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I always find these structures outside of craters. The craters look like they're used for some sort of like they're rounding something, almost like jail cells or something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like in that crater, just to the top of it, you can see a doorway, almost like they can enter the crater. Like maybe they land in them a lot of times. I've seen UFOs in the craters themselves landed, but I never usually see buildings and things.
Yeah, we never really. We've seen like what we call movers, where they, you know, they come in from outside, like when we're looking at the moon, and then you see them move. But we never see them on the moon moving.
We don't. I got to be honest with everyone.
They're always very still.
I've never seen anything on the moon actually move.
Yeah.
Which made me used to think, like, and it still kind of does in a way. Like I said, I'm open to any possibility, but there was a long time, and it still is sort of like this, that I feel like the moon is nothing more than a hologram. You guys ask me my opinion, and that's what it is. I believe that the moon is a hologram of sorts, okay? Now, I believe that there is a structure of sorts there, but not something you can land on. I believe that what we're looking at is a holographic feature covering up something physical, okay? Mm-hmm. I believe that there may be something physical behind the holographic picture of the moon, but the actual holographic picture of the moon itself is just that, a holographic picture.
So do you think they actually live underground in the moon, or are they from another planet somewhere else, and it's just an outpost?
Maybe it was an old place.
I mean,
like Chernobyl or something.
There's three different possibilities. Yeah. There's that it's a big chunk of the Earth that's been broken off and sent into orbit. That's okay. One. That's what the Sumerians said, the ancient Sumerians, in the cuneiform tablets. They said that a place called Marduk, was it Marduk? Yeah. Came in, smashed into Earth, broke off a chunk of it,
Right. Created
the asteroid belt and the moon, okay, along with another planet called Sirius, which is just a moon that's, I don't think it's around in orbit around anything in particular in our solar system, but,
that planet plays music, the holographic
moon, which is nothing more than a holographic picture, which is in front of either a base or the holographic projector itself, which too could be a base.
Hey Boogie, does the planet, the planet Sirius play music?
This guy's got
might.
Hey man, so somebody
it's
wrote
got
in.
Got frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It definitely.
I hear somebody talking to me right now. So if the moon is fake, are there giant machines that's controlling the tides? What's moving the tides back and forth?
I believe density is moving the tides back and forth. I'm not a believer in gravity. But again, I'm also not a flat earther. Do not get confused here.
It's weird. It's like there's certain things that flat earthers say, and then there's certain things. It's like if you believe everything flat earth, you don't agree with everything that's like that.
I'm not a glober. I'm not a flat earther. I'm very stuck in between because I'm open to the possibility that everything NASA says is a damn lie. Mm-hmm. I'm 100% sure of that. Yeah. Okay.
So you go both ways.
What's that?
You go both ways.
All right. That'll work.
You know,
what was you thinking? Flat globe?
I don't know which one.
He's open.
Yeah, he's on fire today too. I love his.
I say he's questioning. He's questioning.
So we do a lot of research, guys. We research the universe around us. Obviously, a lot of what I'm getting into right now is UFOs in the clouds, machinery in the clouds, cloak technology.
What's up with cities in the clouds? Isn't that cities that are coming in our dimension and undoing their cloaking device?
I don't know if they're actually in the clouds as much as they're reflections of other parts of the Earth that we can't see. Mm-hmm. Now, there was a DARPA whistleblower as well as a very black projects doctor. He was a physicist. I cannot remember his name off the top of my head, but he was a whistleblower about a lot of these black projects. He told the world he was in charge of basically decoration of the firmament. He confirmed that the firmament was real. He also confirmed these installation of these giant lensing systems in lower Earth orbit, as well as these mirrors, these giant parabolic dishes that were faking the stars, the planets, the holographic universe around us, And these giant mirrors were being used as spy satellites from ground-based telescopes here in the United States to other countries. Now, explain to me this. Thinking in terms of a mirror up over your head, right?
Okay.
And you're looking at it, but you're spying on other countries.
Mm-hmm. All
right. How is that possible? His exact words were, these mirrors allow us to see three-fourths of the way around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, please explain to me how you could see three-fourths around the world from any one location of a mirror in space. That's not possible. Mm-hmm. Unless the Earth is flat.
Oh.
Sorry. He said it, not me. But it makes you think. It's sort of evidence like that where you're like, okay, that's crazy. Yeah, I know. I can't believe it came out of my mouth. Now, I'm not saying the Earth is flat. I'm saying no, this guy said we could see three-fourths around the world from the location of this one mirror. That's crazy to me. I mean, but it's something you have to keep in mind, and it's something you have to keep yourself open to.
Mm-hmm.
So, if the world is flat and NASA's telling us a bunch of lies, well, they're doing it for money, and they're doing it for some sort of control agenda.
Okay.
But,
okay,
you know.
Bex, flat, round, triangular, what do we got?
I'm in between, too, because there's... Well, I always ask this. I was like, why can't you have a firmament around Earth?
I always wondered.
We always say that. I was like, why is it like just because you say there's a firmament?
Oh, people get so uptight.
It's like...
You're a flat earther. You said the word firmament. Like,
like, why can't you have a firmament around
like, you haven't
Earth?
Seen a snow globe? Like, that's got a firmament and it's a globe. Like, you know what I mean?
It's just thinking it's kind of open. You can't really just say it's one or the other.
So, yeah, I think people get
there's
a little too crazy
just so,
about this
there's
stuff.
Just so much stuff to still
okay.
look yeah. into. It's so, still so, a,
you're,
research.
So you're open.
I'm open.
Yeah. She goes both ways.
He lets me.
Hey-o!
Hey, all right. Hey, by the way, Mexico says, what were the two other theories of the moon? You listed one. What were the other two real quick?
All right. So the other two theories were, the one I was saying was that I believe that it could be holographic, that it's some sort of holographic image. We never see the back of it. We only see the front of it, so one side, right? And it rotates clockwise, okay? I'm sorry, clockwise, right? And so the weird thing is, though, is that sometimes it rotates clockwise and sometimes counterclockwise. If you search out a time-lapse photography of a full moon in rotation, you'll see it spin and then spin back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that ain't possible, all right? It's not possible in any world, all right? That doesn't make any sense, which is almost a dead giveaway. It's like whoever, the powers that be, the...
I said quickly. I said quickly.
What's that?
I said quickly.
Oh, sorry. Well, and then quickly is all right. The next one would be, what was the third one? Oh,
that's good.
It's a big hollow space landing pad
you're
for aliens
there.
From
you're
other worlds.
There.
And you know what I mean? That it's a big Death Star in the sky.
Okay,
and
Death
George
Star.
Lucas
Death Star.
Right.
That's the other one. Good job. All right. Could the moon be a ship or a mini Dyson sphere?
Well, that was one of the three options that I just gave out.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess it could be.
Okay.
Anything is possible.
And then have you seen Bigfoot on the moon?
I have seen, and I gave you a picture of this. I gave you a picture of a Minotaur on the moon and a reptilian lady on the moon. All right? Yes.
Now, not sure I got that one. Not sure I got
some
that
of the images I gave you, and we could talk about the ones that I included.
I don't know.
I would like to get to some of the better pictures of that UFO, that Indian headdress UFO, because there's some good ones in here.
Tell me where.
He doesn't have it queued up.
Yeah, don't worry.
I don't got them queued up, man. I got this one here. I like the Indian headdress one.
Yeah,
yeah, well, no, that is one of the best ones.
It is the best one because I get closer on it, as well as if you look down, you'll see two decorative pillar balls, like pillars.
Uh-oh. Had a lock up here.
Like a decorative pillar. I don't know how to call it. It broke up.
And you
it's
were
like
saying something about balls.
You see at the end of your driveway.
Okay.
I don't know if you see it. But whatever. But
okay.
It lets you know that there are old structures, or at least images of old structures, if it's a hologram. Let's say it's real, though. The reason why I think that it may be a hologram is because one day we see glass pyramids on the moon,
yeah,
or we see factories on the moon, or we see minotaurs
on the
moon,
or they come and go.
Or caves, and the next day we don't see them. They're just not there. Mm-hmm. And it's weird to me. I don't know how to explain something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's sick. Hey, but Scott Richardson wants to know, have you ever seen the lunar wave up there?
I've seen something close, but I've never seen the lunar wave. I'm actually looking forward to catching it one day. And if there's anyone that deserves to catch it, it would be me and her. We were out there for a year and some odd change straight, every night for 8 hours a night, filming that moon, and we never caught the lunar wave. I was pissed. When I seen Crow 777's lunar wave, and then there's a girl named Diversity University, Diversity 44 or something, and she caught two lunar waves one day.
Oh, what the hell?
No, I was so mad. Whatever.
Why is everybody else catching a lunar wave and you guys ain't?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because it's not our time.
Yeah, it's not our time.
It's not our time. Well, it's going to be epic.
As much time as you spend on the moon, you guys, I figure you guys will have seen it by now.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's really hard here in Florida now, because when we're in California, we're getting much more. But in Florida, it's been raining out of nowhere.
Oh,
like, in
so
a snap
many
clouds, in a second, it's just cloudy, it's rainy, you know, it's hard.
We are definitely not getting the footage we used to get. Like, when we lived in California, in Southern California, skies were always clear. There's never any clouds unless there's some sort of cloaked ship flying over your head. So It was so great to film the moon. It was always clear.
Well, and we had our own backyard and everything. We live on a second level apartment now.
Yeah.
We were planning on moving, so we're going to have to think about our destination next.
Well, you need to go out to Big Sky.
Because we can't transport this downstairs. It's just too hard.
You need to go west out in Big Sky, man.
I think we're going to. I think our next stop, once we're done with Florida, which will be in about the next 6 months,
Maybe a year, we'll be out of here, maybe.
We're either going to go to maybe Las Vegas or somewhere in Texas.
I don't know yet.
We haven't decided. We'll see.
Sky's the limit, baby.
Can't
Las
stop.
Vegas,
we're already
okay.
Poor.
Okay, how does Las Vegas fit into the alien picture here? I'm not sure.
I'll tell you what, because if you want to see UFOs, guys, you need to get next to an Air Force base or some sort of Navy base. The two biggest black project inhibitors, I guess, or providers would be the U.S. Navy and the U.S. Air Force.
Oh, if anything, Texas is the one.
Oh, yeah. Well, think. I mean, Nevada has got Groom Lake. It's got Area 51. It's got
good stuff out there.
All sorts of missile test sites. And, I mean, talk about UFO sightings, I would think Nevada and Arizona would probably be the two leading places, you know?
Arizona, that's true.
You're always going to see UFOs by Air Force bases, guys. Yeah. It's just that simple. They aren't theirs, they're ours, period.
Okay, what do you think about the Lucifer telescope?
I believe that my telescope's better. It's bigger, and I believe I could blow the Lucifer out of the water. I believe that you guys are giving the Vatican way too much credit on this kind of stuff. Sort of like the Coral Castle, right? It's not that mysterious. It's some dude who poured some concrete. He didn't lift any big megalithic rocks with two pine cones, all right?
And where is that guy? Where is that guy anyway? Nobody even knows. Well, when are you ever going to – do you have a picture of your telescope?
I do. It's all over the channel.
We have a video that we did on
it. Yeah, when we built it. Yeah.
When we were building it, and then
and we have a ton of footage shot by it. Actually, like I said, we built it here, though, unfortunately. So using it as much as we should just isn't possible because we're covered with cloud and it's huge. We basically have to build it every time we want to use it. It's just too big. It stands 15 feet tall.
It can't go out of the garage. It has to be taken down halfway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
15 feet tall. It takes three people to move the damn thing. It's wild. But once you get fixed and you get situated on that moon, you are walking on that thing, man.
Have either of you guys ever been abducted?
You know, if we did, we didn't know.
Well, Brian Kordemeyer told us that,
we have a friend.
We have a friend. He talks to God. He also talks to angels and spirits.
Okay.
And he asked them if the boogeyman has ever been abducted, and God said yes many times. Evidently, I have been abducted numerous times, and I didn't know it. But it would explain a lot of things, because I've woken up in weird places besides some really weird women. Hey-o!
What? Hang on. You know what you're going to get.
I know. I had to throw it out there.
Take it off the screen for a sec. Just kidding. Take us off. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel like sometimes, I don't know, strange things. If anybody, like, our family, our friends that know us, it's just, like, I feel like we're, like, one of the most eccentric couples. Or, like, just, not eccentric, but more, like, things. If anything was to happen, it would happen to us.
Yeah.
Like, we've done all the craziest things. We don't think about the risks in our lives. We go as, you know, we just pick up and go. Mm-hmm. And, like,
a few times, I had thought that I was looking at a UFO.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, and I'm, like, trying to flag them down and shine my laser at them and my flashlight. I'm like, Beck, wave at him,
Oh my God.
And I'm like, come on, help me signal him. I swore I was seeing this thing moving through the sky, and I really wanted to get abducted.
And this is when I said, oh my gosh, this is the man that I married. And I wish I would have filmed it, because he's over there like, hurry, get your third flashlight. You have to help me, Beck. I'm tired. It's like 4 a.m. Let's go to bed. He's like, you got to get them. They're right there.
Like, I'm like, come on.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. And you know what? Being a supporting wife, I did it.
That's it awesome. Wasn't long before
but
I realized.
I was hoping it would never happen again, and it never did.
No.
But it was just like.
That right there is why people love you guys. You guys are as real as they come, and you sounds like you guys are having a blast. You just triggered a memory. My wife and I, we were in Arkansas. We were doing a Bigfoot documentary.
Cool.
Me and Susan. It's in my Facebook. You can go see it. And
it's
a near-death experience, too. But anyway, so we were on an ATV, and we were going down this really spooky trail, and we both got this feeling that somebody was watching us. And there's a spooky old house down there. And, man, the feeling was so real. We turned that ATV around. We hightailed it out of there. And when we're running, we were just, like, running out in the forest because, you know, it was a near-death experience, man. We figured out something was there.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, that's the kind of fun you can have when you end up doing these type of things.
Hey, and I put her in so much danger all the time.
No, like, every time that we go on vacation, it's just like, we're always in danger. We're always almost dying. ATV dying. Almost falling off a cliff dying. Getting, abducted.
We almost got killed by a bunch of Mexicans in Mexico at one point.
A lot of stuff has happened to us. And I think on our channel, I think we should do, like, a whole thing, like, story time.
Yeah,
because
I think we've even got videos of our near-death
experiences. We have so much fun.
You should do a collection, huh?
It really is the only way to live, you know what I mean?
But I'm telling you, if I ever lost her, man, that's it, man. I'm swallowing a bullet. I'm telling you right now, like, no way. This is my partner in crime, guys. Like, I love the girl to death. I couldn't live without her.
How long have you been married?
Well, going on a couple years now.
Why'd you put him on the spot, man? Why you gotta do that? We're in the hot seat, not him.
Yeah. Hey, who's doing this interview?
Look at his face so red.
You know, you've been married for a long time. Like, we've been married for what?
Oh, like a long time. A few years.
Almost 8 years. But we've been together for like 15. And it's just like, I can't imagine when we're like 50 years from now. 50 years from now, I'm just like, wow, like, where would we be? I hate you?
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't know.
I'm surprised you don't already.
Hey, by the way, somebody want to know where Rex is.
Rex is downstairs scratching at the door trying to get out. He thinks we're on the porch for some reason.
I don't know. I took him for a walk right before this. I have no idea.
That poor guy's got an eye infection right now, and he is walking around blind. He is bumping into stuff. He's scratching at doors thinking that we're on the other side of him and we're not. He's a mess right now.
When you took him out, did he take a dump?
Oh, every time. He's a little pooper, man. He's filled with it.
He's regular.
I call him my little bagpipe, because every time he squeezes me, he farts.
TMI right there.
I love that guy, man. He's a lot of fun. He's my little, have you ever heard of Uncle Graham? He's a cartoon. It's the silliest cartoon. My nephews used to love it, man. And I used to watch it just so I had something to talk to him about and relate with him with. And that's always been Rex's nickname, is Uncle Grandpa.
Uncle Grandpa.
Yeah, because he's he thinks he's a baby, but he's an old man.
And
you
he
know
looks
what
like a baby.
Yeah, he does. He also looks like a tranny. But
wow. Hey, somebody asked a question. Bex, do you take Boogie out in public?
Only with a bag over his head.
That's right. That's sex night too, but
I gotta have me.
Guys, this is good fun. I'm loving it.
I gotta have a TMI bubble, thought bubble, man, because it really works with you guys. All right. So somebody said, could the lunar wave be plasma?
You know what? It could be anything.
Well, did you say like it was...
Well,
here's
two options I came up with. Okay. Everybody tell me what they think. The first option is, and I'll do this quick, the first option is that it is the reset on the holographic projection, okay? It is where your camera and the actual projection are out of sync, and you're seeing that refresh line like an old monitor or an old TV go up the image itself, right? Okay. That's option one. Option two is that it is an actual see-through lensing system that is coming into focus in between you and the moon itself, all right? And so what you're seeing is one of these big sky lenses that I've been talking about, or these space mirrors, these metasurfaces, these cloaking objects that I'm talking about, is going in between you and the moon. And you're seeing the line from the actual lens itself travel up the moon, you know, or in front of it. So that's option number two. It's up to you which one you think. I know what I think. It's a damn hologram. Okay? Like, I got a lot of proof on it.
How much time do we got before the actual invasion?
Well, I think that what we're moving into right now is the censorship part, okay? So first they have to take out everyone who's barking about this fake alien invasion, right? So that would be the conspiracy theorists. Right. That's us, right? Everyone who's aware of this fake alien invasion is going to be target number one for getting kicked off the internet, for sure, because then they have to do the damn fake alien invasion, so they don't want regular mom and dad and everybody else being hip to what's about to happen. They're shutting down every website that talks about it, every conspiracy theorist that may talk about it, and every channel that has ever even hinted at it. So forget that. We're all out the door. We know that it's happening. But how you can take charge on this is you can join this YouTube Creators Union, all right? You can find it on Facebook, YouTube Creator Union by Jorg something or other. He runs a channel here. I think it's called the Slingshot channel here on YouTube. But staying on topic, I think that it's going to happen closely after, within the next 5 years. I really do. I think by 2025, we're looking at a lot of near-Earth objects, meteors and comets and asteroids that are going to come so close to Earth.
They've been saying that a lot.
They say it all the time. Yeah, and we never even see shooting stars like we used to.
Yeah.
Let alone huge near-Earth objects that are 50 million miles away, and they're so close, I can't believe it. We almost died. 50 million miles away? You can't even make it to the moon. That's not even a half a million miles away.
You know, Boogie, to your earlier point about the disappearance of books in libraries, what better way to control all information? They want to digitize it. You know, that reminds me of
I was trying to get at. I'm so sorry it took me so long to say it. That's what I was trying to say, was that when we saw the switch over from libraries to digital, to our computers, and the books disappeared, they then filtered what information was going to come over to the digital age.
Right.
This is where the control happened. We saw it happen. Mm-hmm. You
and
saw
it's
a, it. I
and
saw
it's
it.
Like telephone.
Oh, it's just like telephone.
It's like redoing everything, whatever you want.
And so this is where a lot of the Mandela effects came into play, right? This is where the Berenstein Bears versus the Bernstein Bears, or whatever the hell that
That's
Mandela effect was.
That's where it got all mixed up.
There's a lot of mix-ups that happen. So I wouldn't base too many Mandela effects on what you see these days. Base them on newer things.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like moving forward. Because I don't know. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big believer in Mandela effects. I'm also a big believer in changed history and split altered timelines.
Well, remember, just a few years ago, the government ordered everyone to change their televisions to flat panels, probably so they could watch you And I'll tell you what, they watch. If they ever watch you guys, it sounds like a pretty good show. But the library thing reminds me of an episode of The Twilight Zone where this guy had to come to the state, and they said he had to be eliminated because he was no longer a valuable human. And the state said to him, "You're one of those that wanted to keep libraries open, you know." You know, Mr. Wordsworth was his name, you know.
Mr. Wordsworth.
Yeah, and he, in that particular episode, that was one of the best Twilight Zone episodes ever, that guy said, "We have proved, the state has proved there is no God." What better way to prove it than to digitize everything and tell, and anything you believe will come from that digitization, what they plug in there, you know. Yeah. And that's why books are really important. Maybe that's why they burned the books of Alexandria, because they contained truth too as well.
Well, yeah, because the victors of the war are who determines the history. You know what I'm saying? So if I destroy everything, I then control everything. You know what I mean? If I control the weather, I control the food outsource. I control your happy moods, your bad moods. Mm-hmm. If I burn all the books, or I own all the books and the rights to the words that are on those pages, I can change the outcome. I can change Bernstein to Bernstein. You know what I'm saying? I can do that because they're my books. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
And
let me ask you something. When you post something on Facebook or you put up a video and you don't get a like, are you slightly depressed?
It affects me. Yeah.
You know where I'm going. You know where I'm
like
going with
I said,
that.
Like we've been getting really censored lately, and it pisses me off. I'm not going to lie, man. Mm-hmm. You know, and I own a Mossberg, and I own a PPK, Walter PPK, and they don't want to piss me off. I'm crazy, too, man.
Dude. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's like in this era, everybody goes off of, like, all the likes and how much you're viewed and, you know, things like that. Yeah. And it's just, like, quickly, it's just, like, it affects you. Mm-hmm. But it's just, like, if you actually think about it, it's like, okay, well,
you know the amount of work we put into this shit, man?
No. You guys put a lot of work in that shit, I know. But
no, I mean, you and me and her.
Yeah, well, here's where I'm going with this. How do we know, then, that the likes that we get, which they say affects our brain, and sometimes there's a word for it, they said it's almost like a sex act of some kind. I forget how they word that. Whatever triggers orgasms triggers when you get a like, you know, you get that kind of buzz. Well, then how, if you don't, I'll say you say, I love the government, and you get a bunch of likes, and you feel, oh, good. And they say, well, I hate the government, and nobody likes it. And then all of a sudden, oh, isn't that a way to train us?
Yeah, you know,
see where I'm going with that?
And honestly, just because it shows that, like, on average, in like a 3-day time span, I would get like 5,000 views on one of my videos. You know what I mean? That was sort of the average at one point, you know? And then all of a sudden, then I start getting like 700 views in like an entire week. And it's like, what the hell is going on here?
And
you
that's
know?
Happening not just with our channel. It's like everybody in the same like community. Yeah, like, anybody that talks about what they call conspiracy.
Yeah, and I saw our buddy Steve Olson, WSO. I was looking at his Social Blade the other day, his rankings, and they had deleted so many of his videos that he was minus 5 million hours of watch time. Mm-hmm. They had just ripped him off of his station. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, he was able to get those back, but he had to then, you know, work for it and go in there, and it was algorithm after algorithm after AI and bot that just decided they were going to play God with his channel and all of his hard work. And, you know, whether you like WSO or not, I love the guy. I think he's amazing, and he's a super nice guy in real life. And they just totally shit on him and wiped their ass with his face.
Yeah, I mean, all the channels, a lot of them, just really doesn't get any views. You could put it out every day and nobody's watching.
They
just don't show it. I
flat
don't
Earth video or flat Earth like creators out. Are just wiped out. Like they're just getting ripped off the internet.
Yeah,
and
I see,
it's sad.
Listen, guys, in the live chat, they pointed out what I was reaching for. The word I was looking for was endorphins, and Mexico says dopamine hits. But what I'm saying, there was somebody who went to Congress to testify who used to work for Google, who said that they were able to change 15 million votes. And I'm thinking, well, how do I know that my thought process now hasn't been altered by some subliminal algorithm that's working on my Facebook or Twitter or whatever it is I look at?
No, you can guarantee that's what's happening.
That's
buddy.
Really weird.
That's what
it's
I was
It's really
at.
Weird to think about just like how everything electronic, everything we're looking at is just all control.
Yeah, and it's by humans. It's
no,
controlled
it's
by a bot.
Yeah.
You know, it's here there is, and this is what I believe this breakaway civilization is that, you know, here I am, my views are down, my votes are down, my mood is down, you know, because of it. And it's being controlled by some rogue AI that's out there doing what it was programmed to do and more because it teaches itself how to do this. Now, I believe that a lot of these UFOs and these advanced technologies that we're catching in the sky do not have beings in them. They don't. Now, there's a picture that you've been showing a few times, and it's of a TR-3B ship, two of them, floating in the black of the sky that I caught, right?
Okay.
And those things are just floating there, hovering. It's right, probably next. Keep going. A few more. It's got to be there. I saw it a million times. There it is, right there. There's one of the TR-3B ships. Maybe it's both of them. I can't see. But anyway, yeah, there,
oh, there
it
is.
So
yeah.
There's the two TR-3B ships. Now, you can't tell how big these things are, but they're floating over a palm tree. If I had to guess, they were probably about 50 to 100 feet in the air. I'm sorry, 50 to 75 feet in the air. If I had to guess, the top green one was probably about 15 feet long and about maybe 4 feet thick or high, whatever you want to call it. The bottom one was probably about 8 to 10 feet long and about the same width or height, so about 4 feet. 3 to 4 feet. Mm-hmm. There's no way there was anything in these things, okay? I don't know what these things were doing in the air. They were literally just hovering there, plain as day. You could not miss them. There are no propellers on here. They're smooth. There were no rivets. There were no seams. Nothing that I could see. And I've got video of these things really close, up close and personal. You can see them hovering. You can see them doing their thing in the sky. There is no debate of what these things are. What there is debate on is whether there's a person in there or not. My belief is that these are controlled by AI. I believe that these are fallen angel technology passed on to the powers that be here on Earth, the kings of our Earth, right? Mm-hmm. Whether they be generals or politicians or, you know, black operations managers or directors, whatever. These things are not controlled by man. They are controlled by a rogue AI technology. They are serving some sort of purpose. Maybe it be the transfer of energy, the collection of energy. I don't know. But all I know is there's nobody in those damn things. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I don't see any cameras on the front. So
are those
probably not being...
Are those scout ships?
That's what I believe, yeah. I believe that those things are spying on everybody, mm-hmm. that they're just cruising around and watching. Now, I've seen some that had mirrors on top of them, some that have seen, you know, they've actually had, like, radar dishes on them. You know, they've been some sort of Doppler radar system for weather or for sound or for television or for internet or, you know, data transmissions or even cell data technicians, you know, or a transmission. So they all have a job. Mm-hmm. These things aren't just floating willy-nilly up there for decoration. Mm-hmm. Like, they're doing something. Mm-hmm. But they're not some little alien, big-headed alien, gray reptilians up there ready to, you know, put things in your butt. That's what they're up there to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how those sort of things got started. I do believe that people have been abducted in the past. Whether they've been abducted by the things that they think they've been abducted by or not is up for debate.
Yeah, I think Anderson Cooper would like to get in on that, on the probing part of it.
Who's he?
He's the gay announcer for CNN.
Oh.
Sorry, man. Anyway, I call him like I see him. Well, you said anal probe, and I thought of him.
This guy's on fire today. I love you, Daniel. I'm happy to be here with you.
You know what? It reminds me of the movie Signs. In Signs, one of the guys was at the recruiter's office, and the guy was asking the recruiter, "Well, who do you think these aliens are?" He says, "They're making their way." And he said, "Making their way for what?" "The rest of them." So these scout ships, man, might be making the way for the rest of them.
Yeah. I mean, All right, I want to sum this up tonight, guys, because we're getting to the end of the show, you know, and I want to make sure that I pass a message here. I want to pass my beliefs.
All right.
My beliefs are, at this day and age, with all the research that Becky and I have done, along with a lot of the independent researchers, Raina Jennings, Demon Hunter, Robbie Skykiller, Twilight Mist. I mean, there's a million people that are connected with us on this channel. This channel is connected with so many awesome people, real family members, Joe C, everybody. Like, I love everyone that's involved with us. And they have passed some of the most mind-blowing pictures and videos to us, whether it be on topic or off topic. You know, they've opened our minds to extreme possibilities about the way the universe works or the things that are included with us and around us or as our handlers or keepers, mm-hmm. Okay? I'm looking at the world around us in a whole different way. And the way I'm seeing it now is, our weather is controlled, okay? And I'm talking every raindrop, every snowflake that falls from the sky, every leaf that falls from the tree or grows on it, every smile that's on our face or frown that's on our face is all controlled. We are living in a ginormous matrix of sorts, okay? That everything we call random or coincidence is nothing more than a planned opposition, a planned fate, whatever you want to call it, okay? These things were meant to be, or they are controlled to be that way, all right? There are very intelligent and divine beings, people that you could call Elohim or gods or godlike beings, okay? The Bible talks about these beings, the Watchers, the Nephilim, the Fallen Ones. They are all a part of this Anunnaki, whatever you want to call it. These are people that have fallen from the heavens. And by heavens, I mean heaven, okay? I'm talking angels. Because the word in Hebrew that is for star is also can be used as angel. It's the same word, all right? So whether you're calling them angels, demons, fallen ones, stars, Anunnaki, did I already say Anunnaki? Whatever, you know what I'm saying? You're talking about the same people, even aliens. They're all the same beings, all right? Now, whether it's seraphim, orophim, cherubim, they're all the same beings, guys. We're talking about people from the stars, from the heavens. Now, whether those stars are fake stars or real stars, distant planets, distant suns, or just specks on a lens, this is called the heavens, the stars, the universe around us, whatever. It's the cloaking system or the canopy, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it. We are being controlled, we are being handled, manipulated, controlled, our weather controlled, manipulated, our timelines, our paths, everything, guys. There is nothing you can do to change your destiny in life. Because it is already decided, and it's unfortunate, and I hate to be dramatic, and I hate to be over the top, but everything I see feels deliberate to me at this point. Everything. Mm-hmm. Everything that happens to me, I feel like I don't have a way of changing it. You know what I'm saying?
Destiny.
It is destiny, but it's destiny. It was manifest destiny. It's destiny that's decided already for you. You know what I'm saying?
Bex, do you feel the same way?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think everything is, like, supposed to happen towards the end, but then it's like, and the way that you get there might be a little bit skewed, and if you're going off of that, it'll push you towards your destiny. It really does, and I've seen it so many times, and that's why I believe the same.
It's
in
weird.
A short.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to get so dramatic, but, yeah. You know, guys, it's...
Passion.
Love it.
It's
passion,
it's
man.
Passion,
keep it up.
And it's also, I'm surprised, too. It's like... These are not the way I would have felt 20 years ago, man. 20 years ago, I was still thinking 9/11 was still, like, exactly what they were saying, that it was some weird dudes with box cutters on a plane, and everything they told me was 100% real. I had my head up my ass, people.
Naive.
Yeah, very naive.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way anymore, man. I feel so much more awake, so much more spiritually involved, and I am nowhere near to bankrupt, my friends. All right, you know what I'm saying? I may be broke and my bank account may be empty, baby, but I am on full. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. The knowledge is flowing. Sure. And I got enough to vomit it in your mouth, all right? You can be my baby bird, all right?
Don't know about that one. Hey, feed you. That's a perfect way to end the show, whatever the hell it is you just said. Bex and Boogie, we appreciate you coming on the Edge Rockcast so quickly. Can we have you back on the show again?
Oh, my God, I would love to come back on. I love this place.
Yes, thank you
I
for
love
having
you.
Us over.
And you are my favorite Stetson man. You know what I'm saying? There's no doubt about it.
All right. Okay, Bex and Boogie, appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, guys. And thank you, everyone, for joining us. If you want to reach us, we're on the Boogeyman channel. That's B-O-O-G-I-E space M-A-N, Boogeyman channel. You can reach us at the number 4-T-H-E-W-O-K-E.com. That's forthewoke.com. You can join us in our after party on Discord chat. Just look up the Boogeyman channel, baby, because we are there, and we are there every night.
Wow.
After our live shows on Friday and Saturday night. We're going to be there tonight after this live show. We have a good time. We talk till question mark. Sometimes we're on there till 6 or 7 in the morning. Wow. It's a very big collection of free thinkers, free speech, and creative thought, and they ain't shutting us down, baby. I'm telling you right now. All right?
Okay.
So thank you, guys. And we love you, Daniel.
Love
and say
you guys.
Say hi to your wife for us. Take care, guys.